Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling with opinion research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Chisholm Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizens' preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to physical health of the mother. Under the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment of South Dakota Constitution?
Support.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two voter getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment of South Dakota Constitution?
Support.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
No.
Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does candidate support for Donald Trump factor into voting the decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Only if they did not support Trump.
Okay. It will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, right?
That's correct.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you a few questions about health of democracy in general. How confident are you that the American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all confident.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections or not?
Yes.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following election officials in Republican states? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
Not much trust.
Okay. Election officials in Democratic states? A great deal?
Not much.
Fair amount? Not much.
Not much.
Okay. State election officials in South Dakota?
Not much.
and local election officials in your county?
Not much.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested, or American democracy is under attack?
American democracy is under attack.
Thank you. We're almost done. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American cultures and values. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Is your age between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 15, 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.